let curiosity roll.
Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today we're going to be looking at something you might not think is very interesting.
No.
We're going to be taking a look at a job aid from a coffee shop.
Interesting.
But trust me on this one.
Okay.
Even the most mundane things can have some pretty fascinating design stories behind them.
Yeah.
We're basically going to be design detectives for this deep dive.
Yeah.
And we're ready to uncover the secrets of effective performance support that are hidden in this, like, really unassuming laminated card.
It is amazing what you can learn when you start looking at, like, just everyday things, but through a UX lens.
Exactly. So we've got this brown sugar shaken espresso job aid.
Okay.
And honestly, it's way more interesting than it sounds.
Okay.
When I was looking at this, I was surprised by how much this simple tool actually revealed about user experience design and problem solving, and even a little bit of behavioral science.
Yeah, it's a perfect example of how good design often goes unnoticed.
Yeah.
It just works in the background.
So, all right, let's set the scene here. So picture this. You're a barista. You're slammed with orders in the morning rush.
Oh, yeah.
You need to make this drink perfectly every time, and you got to do it fast.
Yeah, talk about pressure.
Right.
Especially with a line of, like, caffeine-deprived customers just, like, staring you down.
Exactly. So enter our hero, the job aid. A laminated card made for spills and, you know, tons of sticky fingers with step-by-step instructions. But here's the thing.
Okay.
It's only 34 words long.
Wow.
Averaging a measly 8.5 words per step.
That's pretty bold.
It is bold.
The designers are really trusting that the baristas have a certain level of knowledge already coming in.
Yeah, isn't that a little risky?
It could be.
Like, what if a new hire totally misses a step because it wasn't explicitly spelled out?
Yeah, that's a valid concern.
Yeah.
It really highlights how important it is to understand, like, who your target user is.
Yeah.
In this case, the designers probably assumed that there would be a certain level of training and experience within their workforce.
So it's a balancing act between providing enough information but not overwhelming the user.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And that actually leads us perfectly into this concept of jobs to be done.
JTBD.
Or JTBD.
Yes.
This is like a cornerstone of design thinking.
So for listeners who might not be familiar with JTBD, could you give us a quick breakdown of what that is and how it applies here?
Absolutely. So JTBD is essentially all about understanding the needs of the employee and the organization.
Right.
And we have to ask ourselves, what job is this job aid being hired to do?
Okay. I like that. Thinking of it as like hiring the job aid to do a job.
Exactly.
So what would you say are the jobs to be done in this coffee shop scenario?
So from the barista's perspective, the job aid needs to help them make a perfect brown sugar shaken espresso consistently, even under pressure.
Right.
And it also needs to make them feel confident that they can do that.
Okay. So supported and confident in their ability.
Exactly.
What about from the company's perspective?
Well, they need to ensure that they have consistent quality across all their locations.
Yeah.
Maintain efficient service.
Right.
And ultimately, keep those customers happy and coming back for more.
So how does this bare bones job aid address all those needs?
Yeah.
It just seems so simple.
Honestly, that's where the brilliance lies.
Okay.
So by just focusing on clarity and speed and durability,
right,
this like seemingly really simple card tackles all of the core JTBD head on.
Well,
the barista can glance at the card,
right,
instantly know the steps and then execute them perfectly, even if it's a really chaotic environment.
So I'm starting to see the strategy here.
Yeah.
But there is one design element that really caught my eye. It's that the word stir is highlighted in bold yellow.
Oh, yeah.
It seems like such a small detail, but I feel like there's a lot more to it than meets the eye.
You are absolutely right.
Okay.
That highlighted stir is a prime example of how designers can use visual cues to guide user behavior.
Okay.
It's probably a really critical step to make sure that the drink is consistent. And it's probably the one that's easiest to forget when you're in the heat of the moment.
So it's like this little gentle nudge to remind the barista, don't skip this step.
Exactly.
Okay.
Now let's talk about the choice of yellow.
Yeah, what yellow?
Yeah. So in instructional design, color can be a really powerful tool.
Right.
It can draw attention. It can create a hierarchy.
Mm-hmm.
And it can even evoke certain emotions.
Oh, wow. So there's a whole psychology behind it.
Yeah, there is.
So why yellow?
Yeah. So yellow is often associated with attention and importance.
Okay.
Think about things like traffic signs or caution tape.
Yeah.
It's a color that your eye is naturally drawn to, and it signals that something needs attention.
Right.
And in this case, it's just like a really subtle way to emphasize that key step.
Right.
without disrupting the flow of the instructions.
Yeah, it's like a visual exclamation point.
Exactly.
So are there any other examples of where color is used strategically in instructional design?
Oh, tons.
Okay.
So, for example, red is often used for things like warnings or errors, while green signals success or completion.
Makes sense.
Blue can evoke a sense of calmness or trust.
Okay.
And then orange can stimulate creativity and enthusiasm.
Huh. It's amazing how much thought goes into something as simple as choosing a color.
And that's just the tip of the iceberg.
Oh, boy.
We also have the black background and high contrast white text.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
It's easy to read, even if you're in like a dimly lit coffee shop.
Exactly.
But it's more than just practicality, right?
It is.
Like, there's got to be something else there.
Yeah, so it also gives it that like clean, professional look.
Right.
Which reflects the brand's image.
So even a job aid is kind of an extension of the brand identity.
It is.
So let's move on from the visual elements and talk about some of the core UX principles at play here.
Okay.
So the analysis mentions simplicity wins.
Yeah. So that principle is all about eliminating unnecessary information and just focusing on the essentials.
Right.
So the designers of this job aid clearly understood that in a fast-paced environment like this,
yeah,
brevity is key.
Yeah, they're giving the barista exactly what they need when they need it.
Exactly.
No clutter, no distractions.
Exactly. It's about respecting the user's time and cognitive load.
Okay.
And it seems like they also nailed the fit-for-purpose design concept.
What does that mean?
Well, it means that the design is specifically tailored to the task at hand.
Right.
And the environment that it's going to be used in.
Yeah.
So in this case, it assumes a certain level of knowledge. Yeah. And focuses on supporting performance right there in that moment.
So it's not like a comprehensive training manual.
No.
It's specifically designed for quick and efficient execution in a specific scenario.
Exactly.
And that's why that 10-second read time is so important.
Yeah.
Because it means that the baristas can quickly access what they need without disrupting the flow of their work.
Yeah, exactly.
So we've covered visual cues.
Yes.
JTBD.
Mm-hmm.
And some key UX principles.
Yeah.
So now I want to get into like the nitty gritty,
okay,
the design choices themselves.
Okay, sounds good.
So let's go back to that highlighted stir.
Okay.
Besides being visually prominent.
Right.
What other reasons could there be for emphasizing that particular step?
Well, from a functional perspective, stirring is probably the step that's most likely to impact the drink's consistency and flavor.
Right.
It's the one that's most prone to like error, mm-hmm, if it's not done right.
So by highlighting it, you're making sure that it gets the attention it deserves.
Exactly. And it also might be the step that's most easily forgotten in a really busy environment.
Like they're anticipating these pitfalls and giving a little bit of a safety net.
Exactly.
Right.
And that actually brings us back to the concept of perceived value.
Okay. Remind me how Rory Sutherland's idea ties into all of this.
Yeah. So Sutherland argues that perceived value can influence user behavior.
Okay.
Just as much, if not more, than actual value.
So it's not just about what it does, it's about how it feels.
Exactly.
Okay.
Think about that highlighted stir.
Yeah.
The durable laminated material. These aren't just functional choices. They're signals.
Mad, but what?
They're signals of care, attention to detail.
Yeah.
They communicate to the barista that the company actually values its employees and the quality of their work.
So it's like this subtle message saying, hey, we're investing in you and we're giving you the best tools to succeed.
Exactly.
Okay.
And that feeling of being valued can have a huge impact on employee morale,
yeah,
and motivation and their overall performance.
It's so fascinating how much psychology and strategy can be packed into something as simple as a piece of cardboard.
It really is. But hold on, we're just getting started.
There's more.
There's more.
I'm already like reeling from all this.
We've got a lot more to unpack.
Okay.
We're going to explore how to measure the impact of this job aid next.
Okay.
And we'll dive into the question of whether a digital version of this could be even more effective.
Okay, so we're going even deeper down the rabbit hole.
We are.
Stay tuned, folks, because this deep dive is just getting started.
Learning hours ignite your mind. LXD's here, the future defined. Supercharge your skills today. LXD will pave the way. Design, deliver, make it shine. Knowledge built with a genius mind. LXD's the key. Unlock your superpower.
Welcome back. We've been kind of dissecting this simple coffee shop job aid, and we've uncovered some layers of design and strategy. But how do we actually know if this little card is making a difference? Can we even measure the impact of something like this?
Well, that's the million-dollar question, isn't it? And, you know, some people might say that measuring the impact of something as simple as this job aid is overkill.
Right.
But I would disagree with them.
Okay. I'm intrigued. So convince me why measurement matters, even for something so seemingly straightforward.
Well, because even the most well-intentioned design can totally fall flat if it's not actually achieving its goals.
Right.
Without measurement, we're just guessing.
Yeah.
We need data to actually tell us if this job aid is making a difference for the baristas, the company, and even the customer experience.
Okay, so how do we go about measuring something like this?
Well, we'd need both quantitative and qualitative data to get the full picture.
Okay.
On the quantitative side, we could look at service time. Like, did it take baristas less time to make the drink after the job aid was implemented?
Okay, so like faster service.
Right, exactly.
What else could we track quantitatively?
Well, consistency is a big one.
Okay.
Is the job aid helping to standardize that drink preparation process across different locations?
So is everyone making it the same way?
Exactly.
Okay. Wow.
We could also look at employee turnover.
Okay.
You know, if the baristas feel more supported and more confident, they might be less likely to leave the company.
Right. That's a good point. Employee retention is something I wouldn't have thought of. But it makes sense in the context of, you know, providing support.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so that covers the numbers side of things. What about the less tangible aspects? How do we measure the qualitative impact?
Well, that's where things get really interesting. We could conduct surveys or focus groups with the baristas to get their feedback.
Okay.
You know, do they find the job aid easy to use?
Yeah.
Do they feel more confident making the drink?
Right. Just ask them, is this thing helpful?
Exactly.
Okay.
And don't forget about the customers.
Oh, right. Yeah.
We could use customer feedback surveys or even monitor social media to see what they're saying.
Yeah.
You know, are they noticing a difference in the quality of the service or how fast their drinks are made?
Right. Are they raving about how perfect their drinks are every time?
Exactly.
I imagine the managers could also provide some insights.
Oh, absolutely.
Since they see how this impacts the workflow and how the team is working together.
Yeah. By combining all of these different data points, I think we could really paint a full picture of how this job aid is impacting things.
Yeah, identify what's working, what's not.
Exactly.
And where there's room for improvement.
Exactly. It's like a feedback loop.
Yeah.
Constantly refining the tool based on real world data.
Okay, so the analysis also suggests taking things a step further.
Okay.
And adding a QR code to the job aid.
Oh, yeah. That's a great way to gather feedback directly from the users and encourage that continuous improvement.
So how would you make sure the baristas actually use the QR code? It's easy to imagine it being ignored on a busy day.
You're right. Adoption is key.
Yeah.
So maybe you could offer them a small reward for completing a feedback survey.
Right. Give them a little incentive.
Exactly. Yeah. You could also promote it during training.
Okay.
Emphasize that barista feedback is valued and that it's actually going to be used to make improvements.
So making them feel like they're actually a part of the design process.
Exactly. It's all about empowering them to contribute to making a better work experience.
Okay, so we've talked about what to measure and how to measure it. What are some potential red flags or negative impacts to watch out for?
Well, one concern is that the simplicity of the job aid could actually lead to less skill development.
Okay, so they're not learning as much because they're relying on the card?
Right. If they become too reliant on the card, they might not learn the nuances of making the drinks.
Right, or how to solve problems on their own.
Exactly. So it's about finding that balance between providing support and encouraging problem solving and growth.
Yeah.
Another potential downside is that the job aid could make things too rigid.
Okay.
And limit creativity.
Interesting.
You know, if they feel like they have to follow the instructions exactly, they might be less likely to experiment or personalize drinks based on what the customer wants.
That's a really good point. I hadn't even thought about the impact on creativity and customer interaction.
It's important to make sure that these performance support tools are flexible.
Right.
So that they can accommodate everyone's needs.
Yeah. So it's not just about efficiency. Mm. It's about empowering baristas to deliver the best customer experience.
Exactly.
This whole conversation has made me realize that even something as simple as this job aid is really complex.
It is.
When you start thinking about the design and the human behavior and the goals of the company.
It's like peeling back the layers of an onion.
Yeah.
Every layer reveals more complexity.
Exactly.
But we're not done yet.
Okay.
Now let's tackle the big question. Could this job aid be even better?
Yeah.
If it was digital?
Ooh. I like where this is going.
Let's get digital, digital, learning that's intentional. Click design and make it shine, transform your world online. Let's get digital, digital, LXD Unstoppable. Let's get digital, digital, learning that's intentional. Click design and make it shine, transform your world online. Let's get digital, digital, LXD Unstoppable.
Welcome back to The Deep Dive. We've been exploring this coffee shop, Job Aid. And now we're thinking about, what if this Job Aid went digital?
Oh yeah, the digital world.
Yeah, lots of possibilities, but probably some pitfalls too.
Definitely.
So let's start with the good stuff.
Okay.
How could a digital job aid actually improve the barista experience and even like boost performance?
Well, imagine instead of a static card, you have this interactive app.
Oh, okay.
And it has all these high quality images.
Yeah.
Or even short videos demonstrating each step.
So it's like showing them how to do it, not just telling them.
Exactly. And that could be really helpful for visual learners.
Yeah, or people who are new to the job.
Exactly.
Right.
Well, it could even provide feedback in real time.
Oh, wow.
So like the app could track what the barista's doing, and if they make a mistake, it could give them a little correction.
So it's like a virtual coach.
Yeah, exactly. It's
like they're on their phone or tablet.
Yeah.
I like that.
And we could even personalize it.
Okay.
So it could remember things like the barista's preferred measurement units or what language they want to use.
Okay, so it remembers their preference.
Exactly. It creates this like tailored experience.
Could it even track their progress?
Oh, absolutely.
Like maybe give them badges or rewards for being fast and accurate?
Yeah, gamification.
Yeah, that would be fun.
Yeah, it's a good way to keep people engaged.
And of course, we can't forget about data.
Oh yeah, data's everywhere these days.
So how could a digital job aid use data to improve things?
Well, it could collect information on how the barista is performing.
Right.
And then managers could use that data to see where they need more training or how to make the workflow better.
So much potential there.
Yeah.
Okay, but I got to ask, are there any downsides or risks to going digital?
Well, yeah, one concern is that it could be too distracting.
Right.
You know, a screen with all these bells and whistles could take the barista's attention away from what they're doing.
So it's finding that balance between helpful features and not giving them too much information.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Well, developing an app like this can be really expensive and complex.
Yeah, and not every coffee shop has the money or the tech to do that.
Exactly. And we also have to think about accessibility.
Yeah.
We have to make sure that everyone can use it no matter how tech savvy they are or if they have any disabilities.
So it's a lot to consider.
It is.
You have to weigh the benefits and the challenges.
Yeah. And ultimately, the decision should be based on what the users need and what makes sense for that specific work environment.
This whole discussion has really opened my eyes.
Hmm.
I mean, who knew that something as simple as a job aid could lead to such a big conversation about design and technology and even the future of work?
Yeah, it's a great example of the challenges and opportunities we face as the world becomes more and more digital.
It all comes back to those core principles we talked about.
Yeah.
Understanding user needs.
Right.
Keeping things simple and clear.
Mm-hmm.
Measuring the impact. And using data and feedback to keep improving.
Exactly. Those principles are important no matter what you're designing.
Well now, this isn't a very elegant edit. It seems AI has left us with a gap in the pod. Please enjoy this brief musical interlude while we have a little prompting session with our hosts to get them back on track.
And we're back. Still kind of buzzing about this little brown sugar shaken espresso card.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I think what's really fascinating is just how much we can learn or glean from something that seems, you know, so simple.
Yeah, it's true. It's like we could teach a whole design thinking workshop just based on this one job aid.
Absolutely. But let's not get ahead of ourselves. Remember, this is our espresso shot recap, right? So we're hitting the highlights.
Right.
So let's focus on a few more key takeaways.
Okay, hit me with your best shot. What else did we learn from our original deep dive?
Well, you know, I think it's important to remember that this card, it's not just like a static piece of paper, right?
Oh, okay.
It can evolve.
Ooh, tell me more. I love a good evolution story.
Imagine like adding a QR code, right?
Yeah.
That links to a video tutorial on, say, latte art.
Okay.
Or maybe a feedback form, you know, where baristas can suggest improvements or changes.
So we're talking like blending the physical and the digital, like a multimedia experience for your morning coffee.
Exactly. And by gathering feedback, right, you can constantly refine the card, making it even more effective over time.
Oh, wow.
So it becomes this tool for continuous improvement.
That's brilliant. So it's like the card itself is like learning and growing. Okay, now I'm really starting to see the bigger picture here.
And that's what it's all about, right? Because ultimately, this deep dive, this whole thing, it wasn't just about coffee, right? Or even just job aids. Mm-hmm. It was about a way of thinking.
Yeah. You mean that that brown sugar shaken espresso mindset?
Exactly. It's about approaching any problem with a focus on the user's needs, keeping it simple, and constant iteration. Mm-hmm. It's about finding those small, impactful changes that can make a big difference.
Yeah. It's like that that butterfly effect, right? Where one like tiny flap of a wing can cause a hurricane on the other side of the world.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Except in this case, it's like a tiny yellow highlight that leads to a perfectly crafted espresso.
Precisely. Right. And that's the beauty of design thinking, right?
Yeah.
It's about recognizing that even the smallest details can have, you know, this ripple effect.
Okay, I'm officially inspired. I'm ready to go out and revolutionize the world with my newfound, my brown sugar shaken espresso wisdom.
Haha, that's the spirit. But before you go, I want to leave you with one final thought.
Okay.
We've talked a lot about the benefits for the, you know, the baristas in the company, right?
Right.
But what about the designers?
Oh, good point. They're kind of the unsung heroes of this whole espresso adventure.
Exactly. And I think the biggest lesson for them is just is the power of empathy. You know, to create a tool this effective, they had to really understand the needs, you know, the challenges, even the environment of the baristas.
So it's about walking a mile in the barista's shoes. Or maybe like standing behind the espresso machine during a, you know, a Monday morning rush.
Precisely. It's about immersing yourself in the user's world, seeing the problem through their eyes. And only then can you actually design a solution that truly works.
And that's a lesson that, you know, that applies to any design challenge, right?
Yeah.
Whether you're creating a job aid or a website or a new coffee machine.
Absolutely. User empathy is at the heart of, you know, good design. And I think the brown sugar shaken espresso card is just a perfect testament to that.
Well said. And on that note, I think it's time to wrap up this this espresso shot of a recap.
Okay.
But before we say goodbye, what's the one thing you hope our listeners will take away from this conversation?
I hope they'll remember that simplicity can be powerful, that user empathy is essential, and that even the smallest design choices can have a big impact.
That's a great way to put it. So dear listeners, you go about your day, keep your eyes peeled for those, you know, those opportunities to apply a little brown sugar shaken espresso thinking to your own world.
Yeah, and if you're ever feeling stuck, just remember the power of like well-placed yellow highlight. It might just be the nudge you need to create something truly brilliant.
Okay, that's a wrap. Thanks for joining us on this whirlwind recap. And remember, even if you feel like you've already heard it all, there's always something new to discover in the world of, you know, job aids and performance support.
Until next time, keep those espressos flowing and those design minds churning.
All right. And we're back for our final sip of insight, folks.
You know, it's amazing how much we've squeezed out of this brown sugar shaken espresso job aid, right?
Yeah, it really is. It's kind of like a testament to how even the simplest things, you know, they can hold a surprising amount of depth.
Right.
When you really start to like analyze them.
Yeah, totally. It's like we keep finding these new layers of flavor, like a good espresso.
Exactly. And, you know, as we wrap up this recap, I think it's important to highlight one final like overarching theme that really emerged from our original deep dive.
Okay.
Remember how we talked about how this job aid, you know, it's a win-win for everyone involved.
Oh, yeah. You mean the happy baristas, happy customers, happy company trifecta?
Precisely. And that, I believe that's the ultimate goal of good design.
Oh.
It's not just about, like, the aesthetics, right?
Yes.
Or the functionality.
Yeah.
It's about creating solutions that actually benefit everyone in the system. So it's like this ripple effect of positivity, right? Like one well-designed job aid can lead to like this happier, more efficient workplace overall.
Exactly. It's about like creating this positive feedback loop.
Yeah.
Where good design leads to, you know, better performance, which then leads to happier employees, happier customers, which then, you know, reinforces the value of good design.
Right, right. Okay, that's a pretty powerful takeaway. So as our listeners are, you know, they're out there navigating their own worlds.
Yeah.
What's like the one thing you hope they'll remember from this deep dive?
I hope they'll remember that design thinking. It's not just for, you know, designers. Mm-hmm. It's a mindset, you know. It's a way of approaching problems with a focus on empathy, simplicity, and, you know, continuous improvement.
It's like that brown sugar shake and espresso lens, right? Like we can all use it to look at the world. And find those opportunities to just like make things a little bit better.
Precisely. And whether you're, you know, designing a job aid, streamlining a process, or I don't know, just trying to make your morning routine a little bit smoother, just remember to ask yourself those key questions. You know, what problem am I trying to solve? Who am I designing this for? And what's the simplest, most effective way to, you know, to meet those needs?
And maybe add a splash of color for good measure, right?
Exactly. Because sometimes those smallest details, they can make the biggest difference.
Well said. On that note, I think it's time to wrap up this espresso shot of a recap. We've covered a lot of ground today, but hopefully you've walked away with some fresh insights and, you know, maybe even a few new ideas to brew on.
Yeah. And if you're ever feeling, you know, uninspired, just remember that brown sugar shaken espresso card. It's a reminder that brilliance can be found, I mean, in the most unexpected places.
And that sometimes, you know, the simplest solutions are the most powerful. So go forth, dear listeners, and design your world with intention.
Yeah. Until next time, keep those minds brewing and those designs flowing.
Oh, yeah. Duncan's got a tale to tell. Jobs to be done, design so well. Espresso delight, LXD steps in, makes it right. Job aids crafted sharp and clear. Baristas know what to do right here. Brown sugar shaking bold and fine. Learning's power redefined. Smooth and steady coffee gold. Jobs to be done, the story told. Systems flow, learning maps so skills can grow. Every sip's perfection served, a well-planned aid for what you deserve. Brown sugar shaken, bold and fine. Learning's power redefined. Smooth and steady coffee gold. Jobs to be done, the story told. In hand, baristas rock the counter stand. From chaos comes a steady beat. Learning design makes it sweet. Brown sugar shaken, bold and fine. Learning's power redefined. Smooth and steady coffee gold. Jobs to be done, the story told. Story, sip and see. Learning experience sets you free.